This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Leif Hetland. I'm speaking to him at his office in Florence, Alabama, and he is originally from Norway, and God has baptized him with a baptism of love, and God has enough love to cover every single person that he has ever created on planet Earth. Something is wrong. According to a survey done by Promise Keepers, 6 of 10 men, these are mostly Christian men, are involved in pornography. According to studies I've seen, the divorce rate is as bad in Christian churches as it is in the world. There's something wrong. Leif Hetland, I happen to believe your description of the three chairs that I heard in your series, Father Loves You, gives us some answers. Would you explain that?
Just to be able to describe, I put three chairs up on a stage, and then I point to each one of them, and I said that there are 6.2 billion people in this world, and that's including you that are hearing. Every one of our life are living a life out of one of these three chairs, or we are moving between one or two of those chairs on a regular basis. I start with chair number one, and it is the chair of commitment. Chair number two is the chair of compromise, and chair number three is the chair of conflict. In chair number one, the person is saved. In chair number two, they are also saved, and in chair number three, they are lost. If you are sitting or living your life out of a chair number one, you're living in grace, and grace is a key word. Chair number two, often you're living under the law, and law is a tough marital partner, even as a believer, where you constantly have all the arteries. You need to do this, you need to do that. And no matter how good you try, you will never be able to do it enough. And so what we have done is we're putting people on the performance treadmill of all these arteries. Try harder, achieve, and the whole America churchianity enterprise have often ended up that we have birthed an Ishmael instead of waiting on an Isaac because we've done it out of the wrong chair. But then chair number three that I will not focus that much on is the 1.2 billion Muslims, 600 million Buddhists. It is over a billion Hindus. It is quite a few of the Jews that have still not had the revelation of Messiah.
But it's coming soon. I can tell you that. But go ahead.
It's happening. And that's why we are coming with this teaching and with this revelation. And we are bringing it to Israel. We're bringing it to the nation for the people to be able to see and to experience both the passion and the power of a father of love that is bringing his children home. So these chairs is just to help people to be able to understand which chair you're living your life out of. And what we have a tendency to do, but I believe according to George Barna, and you referred to some of those research, he said when it comes to the lost people that I call chair number three, and the people in church, I call that chair number two, the compromisers. He says there's hardly any different. But he said when it comes to behavior, when it comes to the belief, there is a big difference. But when it comes to behavior, he said it is hardly any different. So what is happening is actually the church, or we often as believers, is becoming more like the world. Then they are being able to see Jesus living his life in and through us. So in chair number one, the key thing is for Jesus to live his life in and through us. Then the Father is left with the honor and the glory. And that can only happen through the Spirit-filled life. But in chair number two, you're operating out of your soul. That means your emotion, will, mind, and personality is what is in control. It's what I feel. It's what I think. It is me against the enemy instead of Jesus against the enemy. And the world sees something totally different. in chair number one, the supernatural is what is natural. In chair number two, as I'm saying, you will just continue to struggle and strive, and as I'm saying, the natural is what you're going to see. And as a result of that, what we've often done, we have watered down the Word of God. Even if we're conservative, we believe the same. But our experience level is so far beyond what the Bible level is or what the Jesus level is. And the result is that now we have less expectation, less faith.
You know, as you're sharing this, what I'm thinking about, there's a new phenomena in America, and it's called seeker-sensitive churches. It's the fastest growing churches in America. And what they have done is they have taken out the things that don't work, so they don't have to explain why they're not working, and they've gone to the level of the people rather than the level of God.
Yeah. And it is. We are seeing a trend here. And
but by the way, I don't see a whole lot of difference between what are called charismatic Pentecostal type churches and seeker sensitive.
No.
So I had to put my little commercial in there. But go ahead.
No, I totally agree, and I have the joy. I have been ministering in over 1,000 churches in 40 some states, every denomination, and I have followed this trend. And what I am seeing now, and I am not against, and I want anyone that is preaching Jesus and seeing people being saved, if they have different approach, I'm very glad to it. But I see very clearly the Jesus way, the New Testament way, and I still believe that when 9 out of 10 people being saved in the world today, the only places where it works with seeker-friendly is in places where it's very affluent. But 9 out of 10 people being saved in the world today, what you will see is that proclamation and demonstration of the gospel goes hand in hand, meaning signs, wonders, miracles, healings is going together with the teaching and the preaching of the gospel. I have never once been able to see one Muslim, one Jew, one Hindu during all my time of travel just through intellectual convincing these people in a seeker-friendly way that my way is better than your way. But I have seen more thousands than I could count to be able to say when Jesus does what only he can do and he is left with the honor and the glory in and through ordinary people, I think that's still what is working all over the world. And 9 out of 10 people saved in the world today is being saved. So sometimes they tell me, people, oh, you're seeking for the experience, or why are you focusing so much on signs, wonders, and miracles, or this love stuff, or this stuff. And they love my love message, but the other side of it, and that's the dangerous as part of the grace or the love message, is that some people, they stop there. But the whole purpose for the Father to bring us into a love and intimate relationship is then to remove away the things that is not comfortable with love, because that is not comfortable with him and it's not comfortable with his kingdom. And then he wants to do something. Instead of us living for God, he wants us to live from God. And he wants actually, instead of us asking him to bless what we are doing, we start to do what he is blessing. And it is a totally new paradigm.
Now, would you say that most people that hear very, very infrequently from God, that are real Christians, are in this chair two? What is it like when someone moves from chair two to chair one, which you call the commitment chair?
Yeah, and when I just let me mention, first of all, when I talk about commitment, it's not a commitment to doing, but to being. It's a commitment to a relationship. It is a commitment to sonship, and every other ship follows after that. So suddenly now, as I can mention to just in the last week, I came from Columbus, Ohio, of people that experience that. First of all, in chair number one, you are hearing God's voice clearly. That's one thing. My sheep hears my voice. In chair number two, it can be God, it can be the devil, and it can be the flesh. You're not sure. It's uncertainty. And deception is very deceiving. Most people in chair number two think they are in chair number one. In chair number one, you always have a first-hand encounter with God. There's an open heaven, and you can say, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Another thing is you think heavenly thoughts down on earth. But in chair number two, as I'm saying, you will continue to strive and you will continue to struggle. So the different I am seeing is, first of all, I see a major difference when it comes to the fruits of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit goes hand in hand, and that's where I say the balance between the passion and power, you will see that reflected. And if you squeeze and bump into somebody in a chair number one, what is going to come out of them is love, joy, peace, patience. If you squeeze somebody in chair number two, you would start to see, or if you say, well, you preach too long, or they criticize the sermon, or we don't like that Norwegian accent, then what is in them is going to come out. They start to defend themselves. They start to, you humiliated me. And the question is, how can you humiliate somebody that is humble? In chair number one, you're humble, and grace is available to the humble. And I think,
Leif, we're out of time. We'll pick up here on tomorrow's, on Monday's broadcast, Mishpocha. We'll have Leif on for all of next week. But Mishpocha, we are, you've got to take this teaching home with you. I gave this to my office manager, and it's four CDs, and she's been working for a week on one CD. She says it's so rich and filled with things that are so life-changing, but it's four CDs called Father Loves You and a special CD on healing. So it's a total of five CDs for a donation of $30. And I can tell you, I am listening all the time to this CD on healing. There's such a strong, powerful anointing for healing, but this whole concept of moving into chair one, moving into the full love of Father God, you need it. We're making all five CDs available for a donation of $30. Father loves you. He really does. This is the Shabbat broadcast, and I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, that's his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panevelecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panevelecha V'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.